Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You know what that verse reminds me of?
No.
Do you remember that song that we used to sing years ago? I have not sang that for decades.
No.
Making melody in your heart.
Oh, okay.
Making melody heart. Oh, I love that song. Now, oh my goodness, that's going to be so good. That song is going to be on my mind for days now. I love
that's
it.
That's all it took.
Yeah. So
wow.
this is coming now. I'm going to be singing it around
good
the house.
For you.
It's so good. I love it. Such a cheerful song too. You know, that verse really reminds us to do that. To sing and make melody in your heart, to give thanks always for the things you have. I think the prayer to me is saying, Lord, help me to never have a day where I don't see your blessings in my life.
Yeah, or help us to see the blessings, because I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in our little lives, our little worlds, that maybe we just don't recognize.
Yeah, sometimes you can say, is something wrong? And if I'm, you know, really feeling down, I'll say,
no.
It's everything.
It's everything. That's
and it's never everything. But sometimes it feels like that. It feels like everything is going wrong. And yet everything is not going wrong. I can guarantee
that's right.
On our worst days, there are so many blessings that we have failed to recognize.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that this is what it's all about, is to swing the pendulum the other way and just instead let's ignore the bad things that might be happening in our lives, but focus on all the good things.
Yeah.
I think that would be a game changer.
So, you know, my new book that came out, The Ultimate Marriage Vow,
plug.
Well, there's a section at the end of each chapter, which is good. Now, even if you don't have the book, this is something I encourage everyone to do, to just have a notepad and record every single day some of the things that are good about your spouse or some of the blessings that you found in your marriage. Just an encouraging journal, not things that you want to change, but say, for example, today I want to say, Lord, I'm thankful for my husband because he's been shoveling a lot of snow. That's amazing. And oh, wow, does he look good in the new beard that he's been growing? I'm just loving this. And then here's another idea with this journal that you could write.
Okay.
You could even give it to your spouse at the end when the journal is full. Give it to your spouse. And, you know, this is a real amazing gift that you could give to each other or just share with each other at times to sit down and say, hey, let's read a few things out of our journal.
Yeah.
These are the blessings that I found in our marriage or the blessings that I see in you. And it's just a real tool of encouragement. And it teaches us to look at the positive things and to focus on those things. Even and so if you do it every day or even doing it on the days when maybe your spouse is getting on your nerves. But if you get used to doing this, you can be like, I can still find good in this day. A lot of good things.
A lot of good.
About this person that I'm with, about our marriage.
Yep.
And it's a good thing to look back on too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so are you going to get a copy of my book, Mike?
Well, now that you asked me out loud like that, of course.
You can write.
No, I'm definitely going to get a copy.
Oh, that's good. You can order it now. You know, you don't have to wait. You can. I will order two and I'll give you one.
Okay.
I'll order. Well, order. I'll get two extras. So
yeah.
You have one and I have one. And then we can write in the back of each chapter.
Are you going to sign mine?
I could.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. I haven't been asked that in a while.
Signed copy.
All right. Should we pray?
I think we should.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to see the working of your grace in our lives, to count our blessings, especially when things don't seem to be going our way. Remind us to stop right where we are, to take in the sweet scent of your grace. There will always be days that are darker than others. There will be times that are tough, but we trust in your wisdom, Lord, and we trust that you are accomplishing a work in our lives. Open our eyes to the blessings at hand so that we might embrace each gift we find there. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.